This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Jetzt gatten de Pasche. Chayesara. De Pasche von Shaduchim. Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Eliezer, Dor Shatchin. De Shver, first Besuel. Besuel is taken away, his loved one. Und Rivke. It's very much Bariches, the ganze Parsha, all the Pratim, all the details of the Shidach, wie und wo und wenn und was. So much Pratim that Chazal already say, Yofa sichoson shalavde avos yeisa miteirason shalbanim. But Chazal already am eir that there's so much arichus and detail on every part, on every prat. When ibige chazet nachamo mit nachamo, again and again, pis sivel tashidach. Avada, Yafas Ichas and Shalav the Yavis, Yasim Teras and Shalbanim. It's in the Tera to learn from it. The Parsha Shaduchim Bechlau is a Shvera Sugya. And I don't mean only a Shvera Sugya because it's difficult to find Shaduchim, which of course is also true. Obviously, a shvere sugya, the gisha, how do we approach shiduchim? Sai mitzad hashkofe, sai mitzad advice, sai mitzad all the difficulties. There's so much in the parish of shiduchim, which is a lesson in life. Shaduchim might be the situation. That might be what we're going through in the, when you do a shidach. But it's actually more deeper. There's a lot more in a shidach than just the actual shidach. There's an Avedah HaKadosh. It's part of life that one has to grow from. It's difficult for a reason. Chazal tell us, Kashal is Avgon, Kekriyas Yamsuf, and Mitz Hashem, we'll talk different pshatim, what it means. But if it's Kasha, it means that it's part of life of Nisyenis. Vos medaf durchgehen und steigen. And to grow from it. And of course, we could borrow from the lessons of Shidach to Parnosa. Chazal say that's also one of the things which is Kasha Kekriyas Yamsuf. There is nobody who hasn't touched on Shiduchim and the difficulty of Shiduchim. Whether it's you yourself, whether it's your children, whether you see your neighbors, see Ashidach, Shiduchim, it's a parsha. In English, they call it the Shiduchim crisis. I wouldn't like to use the word crisis. The word crisis, not a crisis. Shiduchim is a parsha. It's an opportunity. Was der Yid darf durchgehen. And there are things that in the Shiduch, in the getting of the Shiduch, that are Yisaydis Hadas, was der Yid darf durchgehen. And I'd like to discuss a little bit about it. And like I said, Chazal already compared the Nisyenis of Panasa to the Nisyenis of Shidach. They're both kosher, Kikriyas Yamsuf. Let us begin Rabbi Simit Ashayla. There's a ganze Shakle Vitalie, Gefinin der Shidach von Yitzchak. I don't understand. Rabbi Sai, Rashi tells us clearly, nicht in ein Platz, aber in zwei Plätze. Rashi, in Perichov Beis, Pasik Chaf, in Perichov Fei, Pasik Chaf, weiter. That when Avraham Avinu finished with the Akedah, Nizbaser Shenelda Zivugai Shel Yitzchak, and Rashi says clearly, Nizbasa Shenelda Rifke. So what's the shaila? What's the problem? Shtetach. Rivka is born. He was told. When as in Himmel, he was told, the bas ployni or ployni. What more do you want? Unless Rivka was not mibeis avio, maybe stam Rivka. But you see, Avram was makpid zolzayim mibeis avio, so l'chayre, there's a Rivka in beis avio. Nur jeder lach freg, nur lern, poshe pshad, was the ganze tummel? What's the whole shayla? What's the state of the cloud? This bas is Chanel de Rivka. So what's the whole problem, though? The ganze geschäft, who is she, what and where? When lom ha ben asimin, when Aisha, the one that comes out to tell me, hagmini es ashkini, gmalech, a ganze geschäft. What's... Unless maybe Chazal just said Nizbasa Shenelda, but Rivka is just Lashon of Rashi, maybe who would it? Maybe it's just Nizbasa that her Shidduch was Nelda. It's a very nice Vasemis. Vasemis says, Chayra, the Bas Ploini Leploini is Arbaim Yem Kaidim. So actually, this Bas Keil Shenizbasis Rivka gedav zayn yaren fardem. It's a whole machlekes nirishenim. Was she 3 at the time? Was she 13, 12, 13 at the time? Okay, this is daskenim, rishenim. But either way, the bas pleni, the pleni, the bas keil, should have been told to Avraham Avinu. So what's the whole nizbaser, shenolda, dafke by the akedah? Because even though he was a Navi and Mishtama to Gehelt, the Baskel, but then there wouldn't be a Nisayin of the Akedah. Because if he's being told that Zagayt Chasna Mitrivka, he's going to survive the Akedah. So in order to be a Nisayin of the Akedah, the Mishtama Zok the Baskel. Shane Avot. Yeah, otherwise, he knows that he's going to survive the Akedah. I'm a good. Is not the Akedah. After the Akedah, he knows the Bas Pleini Lepleini. So what became the ganze Shakle Vitaria, the back and forth in the Bedavke Finin Rivke the Shidach? Rabbeisai, let me tell you what I think the Pshat is in the ganze Parsha and in the whole Arichis and in the back and forth. The Pasuk says clearly that Lavan, Besuel, they came to Achlote. Ki me Hashem yotza dovo. So the Rebbeinu Shleila. This was the Rebbeinu Shleila, Hashem yotza dovo. Leinuchel daber eilecha, mitoy vadra. We can't talk about it, see from the Rebbeinu Shleila. Now, who said this? Who said who? That is gesagt. Eliezer? No. Lavan mit Besuel. Lavan and Besuel, the Chayiv Davei Dezara. We're talking about the worst of the worst of Kefrim and Rishayim. Rishayim Arurim. Rishayim. Vanechi Panisi Abayis. Rashi says clearly The house is mole gilulim. Shtel zachfav that they come to the understanding and the realization be Hashem yotzadavim. That they understood Hashem yotzadavim t'chapelet digzach. You know, Habesai, what needs to come together? What needs to join together different situations and parts and people in order to have a shidduch? You know, let's begin even in the shidduch of Eliezer with the Shatran Eliezer to get Rivka. The Shatran Aleinot nish gevaltem shidduch for Yitzchak. Steht doch klar. Ulai loisoy ve'oisha l'leches acharai. Ulai is Eli. Imagine you send the shatkin. Could you imagine you send the shatkin and the shatkin really wants the shidduch for himself? To the point that Avraham Avinu has to be mashbiach. He has to make Eliezer swear that he's not going to ruin the shidduch. No, Stami will take a good vertu wegen shatchanim. Yeah, okay, I'll tell you a good vertu about shatchanim. Mizak chas in daim el melech. Why is chas in daim el melech? The shaykh is the kesha. So I think the rocket shava reflects on it. The word for rocket shava dachzach. There's three dinim that a melech has. Layabeli nashin. No. Lemaise, a mensch tut ashidach. He's a chosin, layabeli nashin. That's it. He has one. Layabeli kesev. I don't have to explain that one. At chasana, there's bills. What's the layabeli susin? No more. You can't have any more horses. At the rocket ship is at the gate of the Shatchanim. Vayabalei Susim. Can it fail you? That's it. You've had part of the Susim. As if like the rocket ship is at the it's a world of Rabbi Zay. But if you see that Eliezer was a Shatchan, that Avraham Avinu was Mesupik, if he's even going to do this, if he fears the Shidduch, Valavil is Fazich Alein. Wants it for himself. Tell me, did the father of the Kala want the Shidduch? You see, clearly not. Didn't want it. And the Rebbeinu Shlom had to take him away. At Gedav Shtarbin. Lavan mitimamit, did they want the Shidduch? No, they started draining a cup. Teisha bimanu anara. She should stay here. Many Rishonim learn. Let Yitzchak come here. Before the Shidduch, they were fighting. She lived in Bar Park or she lived in Lakewood. I'm just kidding. Abelamaisa, this was the. Where are you going to live? Not right away. Teisha Vimanu Hanaga. And then there has to be that she has to be masking. And let's say she's 3 years old. The vase was his mate that she should be masking. If you take a look, it says clearly in the pasuk Nishala Espia. The Medrash says Nishala Espia Hatelchi. The Lashon HaTelchi is Loitelech. They were trying to put into her mind and to her mouth, Loitelech, you shouldn't go. Gainished. So you know how many things have to come together. Eliezer the Shatch, the Suul the Tat, Love and the Bruder, the Medel Alein. And in every Shidduch it's that way. In every Shidduch. There's so many things that have to be able to come into place in order it should happen. Me Hashem yotzadovam. It's clear by Shidduchim as no Rebbeinu Shlom fit Shidduchim. Things that you can never imagine would be put together come together. That's Me Hashem yotzadovam. We find something interesting back in the Pasha. Avram Avinu sends Eliezer, who yishlach malachai lefanecha. Sends a malach. What's this malach? What is who yishlach malachai lefanecha? So Pashit, you could say the malachim of the derech, the trip, right? B'shmacha baderech. Maybe it's for shmira. Pashit doesn't say it was about shmira. It's about Hatzlacha. It says clearly it's about Hatzlacha. Sagt der Pasik. Oh, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim. Asher Lokachani Bebeis Avi. Hu Yishlach Malachi Lefanecha. So it's not about Shmir Baterech. It was Durchfirin Dem Shidach. What's the Malachi? What is it? Who is Malachi? There's an interesting picket of Eliezer at the end of the parsha. Eliezer says, "Don't hold me back. Hashem itzliach daki. I want to go back." Who's he talking to? Supposed to talk to Lavan and Psul. The picket of Eliezer says clearly, he was talking to the malach. The malach was waiting outside. There was a malach waiting. Al tachreini, don't be machemi. Let's go. Mashmer has to do the derech, but that's not the Pashup Shat, the Pasik. Who is Malachi? There's a very interesting Ramban. The Ramban says, Vashbiacho belikei ha-shamayim velikei ha-aretz. Read Allah. What's elikei ha-shamayim velikei ha-aretz? Dr. Rashi. That when he was lekachani mi beis avi, he was just elikei ha-asha. Nu, you know, Yidalach, weiter, nu, Zog, Rashi, famous Rashi. He was only Elikei HaShemayim. But now, he's also Elikei HaAretz. What's Elikei HaAretz? Because he's galtiv b'fi abriyos. Now the people know who he is. Why is that important here in this week's, in the parasha of the Shidduch? What's it, Negeya? Why is the lesson that he'll galtiv, that now you know that he's Elikei HaAretz? Why here? Why was it important as a message to Eliezer, as a vissin, shegalti b'fi abriyos? It's a difference. Hakutare, nu rabbi, feyert apostare. It's important, vashbiacho, in the shvua, Hashem lekei shemayim, lekei aretz. There's a Ramban that says, lekei aretz, soid godl yesh b'seh. It's a big soid. Yeah, soid. Rabban said, soid. What's the soid? So he sends you to Vayikra. And he says, in Parashas Vayikra over there, I explain what the soid godl is. If you look over there, the Rabban explains that there's such a thing called Elikei HaShemayim, and there's such a thing called Elikei HaAretz. What is Elikei HaAretz? The Goyim don't have a Elikei HaAretz. They're tachas mazel. But Elikei HaAretz, Klal Yisrael, they have Hashgacha Pratis. The Rabban on the Pasuk, that when Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Emorim that the Rabbeinu Shalom Vayishlach Malach Lufonem, the Rabbeinu Shalom sent a Malach to take them out of Mitzrayim. HaMalach HaGoyel lo yisi mikol ro. Who is that Malach? What's HaMalach HaGoyel? Could you imagine? Mikit HaPruach HaYin Galeh. HaMalach HaGoyel lo yisi mikol ro. Rabbeinu Shleilam. What's Malach? Malach Zog Rabbeinu Shleilam. Imagine give a bracha. The Malach HaGoyel lo yisi mikol ro. Hu Yivarech Es Anadim. It should say the Rabbeinu Shleilam should be good, should give you a bracha. If you look at the Ramban says, who is the Malach? It's the Eibishter. But it's fadekt. When it's covered, in Teva, in nature, it's called Malach. Malochoi, his Malach. HaMalach HaGoyeloisi Mikol Ra. The Malach means that Yankov Avinu feels that every step of the way that he went, there was Hashgacha Pratis. HaMalach HaGoyeloisi Mikol Ra. What's Mikol Ra? You know, a person could walk in the street. He doesn't even know half of the things that could be awaiting him as a problem, as a stumbling block. But the Rebbeinu Shleilam Hashgacha Pratis, he's watching, he's protecting. Elikei Haaretz, look at the Ramban. Ramban says Elikei Haaretz means that the Rebbeinu Shleilam feels, and he's watching and he protects. And that's for Klal Yisrael Miuchit. HaMalach HaGoyeloisi Mikol Ra, from all the bad. I don't even know half the bad things that could happen. A person walks, does he know what the Vosken Zayin Problem of is? HaMalach? What's that Malach? That's the Hashgacha Pratis. Malach is the Hashgacha Pratis of the Eibishter. It's covered. It comes in a form of Malach. But it's Hashgacha Pratis. Who Yishlach Malachi Lufanecha? And the Pshat Rabbi Yisai is because the greatest form of Hashgacha Pratis is in Shidduchim. Shidduchim Rabbi Yisai is a Yid Davduch Gein Unzen Hashgacha Pratis from the Rabbi Yisai. And like we explained, that the Parnos is the same thing. They're both in the same Chazalin of Kashal Lezavkun Kekriyas Yamsuf. Hashgacha Pratis. Elikei Haaretz. Why is Shidduchim Kekriyas Yamsuf? What is it in Kriyas Yamsuf? And the Teretz is, there's such a thing called Teva. There's nature. The nature of the ocean is not to split. Then as the Rebbeinu Shleilam, with his Hashgacha Pratis, comes and says, split, and it splits. Against the greatest of forces of nature, against the greatest forces of nature, the Yamsuf splits, the Shidduch happens, the Mizaynah Shel Adam happens. Do you understand what has to come together? The Cheshbeinu Derachmana, the Chushbeinu Derachmana, all the things that poof happen to come together. In order for a shidduch to happen, in order for a person to have his mezainis, avada, people think that the shidduch, the yisoid of the shidduch is the result. To get the shidduch, it's probably true also. But there's a lot more in shidduchim than just getting the shidduch. It's lessons in life, Rabbi Yisai. It's steiging in Aveda of Zayin Ayid. What does it mean to go through? What does it mean to live in this world? It's to understand. It's to be mizboinen and realize the Chazdei Hashem. Just like a person says Shira after a Kriyas Yamsuf, he needs to say Shira after a shidduch. We're still going to learn this. There's a peledika. Rabbeinu B'chai in Parashat Tzav. Rabbeinu B'chai says that there are arba tzrichim lehedeis. You have to bring a carbon taita. Nichlal in the Parashat of arba tzrichim lehedeis is chasen when he makes a shidduch. He brings a carbon taita. A base I have. A chidush la loche. Shvera, shvera. A very difficult Rabbeinu B'chaya. Where did Rabbeinu B'chaya get it from? Arba tzrichim lehedes. They have to bring a carbon teda. Chassam also has to bring a carbon teda. Where did he get carbon teda? I want to tell you something interesting. The Gemara says, Kalam Yisamea Chassam V'kalanu. The Gemara brachas kilu hikriv. Teda. Right to teda. Why carbon teda? What happened? We call carbon taida. Elamai, you come and say, of everything you have to bring a carbon taida. That's not what it says there. Every time something good happens, you have to bring a carbon taida. You could bring. Not b'chayiv to bring. B'chayiv say b'chayiv. I bring that carbon taida. Who said? And why is it called a misameach? Let's talk a little bit about Kriyas Yamsuf. A minute kale Kriyas Yamsuf. We find that Eliezer was mispalel. He davened. Ayoimer, Hashem, Lekei Avram, Hakrin Alefone, Ayoim, he davened to the Beinish Leilam, Tefillah. He also gave like a simon. The Mara that comes and tells me, you know what the Gemara calls that simon? What does the Gemara call that simon? Nichush. Menachesh. You know, a person's not allowed to have omens. A black cat, mitados, mitayens. The Gemara says clearly Eliezer did that. Eliezer was the quintessential, the example of Nichush. The Rambam in Hilchos Aveidah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, says that Eliezer was taka over the is of Leis Nachish. Famous Rambam. The Gemara Zaktach, he did Nichush. The Ravid says, Chas v'sholim, Chas v'sholim, Eliezer. Eliezer, when he found the shidduch of Yitzchak, was through an aveir of Nichush. It's like, where tzaddik are you talking? Can't be something. The Rishonim Muchin Zachs, why is it Nichush? Why is it not Nichush? There's a Tosis over there. The Tosis says he didn't really rely on it. It was just a sin in the Alma. The Eitz Yosef. Medrash says, Chas v'sholom, that he relied on the Nichush. He was mispalel, he relied on the tefillah. The Nichush was just a simon d'alma. If you take a look at the Sipuna zakt klar, that the actual Nichush was part of the tefillah. It's a chelik of the tefillah. Nichush, the chelik of the tefillah. What does it mean that the nichush, the simon, was a chelik? Since you do it from the Priska Rav, that with all the tefillahs and with all the nichushim, on top of the medals, so she's a balas chesed. So all this was just a check to make sure she's a balas chesed. It took mishken sheduchim because of omens. I remember. Years ago, somebody came to me. She said that she's getting married, that she's getting engaged. So I asked her, what do you like about the boy? So she says to me, I went and I made the gematriyos of my name and his name. And it fits. And I go, oy vey. I said, do me a favor. I'm begging you. If this is the first thing you're telling me why you're marrying this guy, please don't get married to this guy. Don't get married to this guy. And she listened, and I was right. If that's the best you could do, is the good sign that you had from Shemayim. So what's the sign? What's the nichush over here? And the Teretz is, the Brisker Rav says, it's not really a nichush. It's just to see if she's a balas midis, if she'll give to drink. But from the Gemara's mashmas, he gave it a nichush, it was a sign from Shemayim. Rabbeinu Shlom, show me a sign. And according to the Rambam, she was over the Isolai Senachesh. There's a Radak in Shmuel. Radak says, Mizolvisin, that this that she came with a simen, with it wasn't that was the shidduch because of the simen. No. He was mispalled to the Eibishter, that the Eibishter should show him that his tefillah was miskabel. So the nichush was not about. The nichush was not about the actual shidduch. The ik is given the tefillah. The main thing was the davening. At Gebeten, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, show me a sign that you makabel my tefillah. Zezak the Radak. You know, Rabbi, I want to tell you over two pshat. Why is a zivuk a kriyas yamsuf? So there's a sefer called Asara Lemeir. It's from the Tata of Rabbunim Pashischa. It's a Tata of Rabbunim Pashischa. In the first drasha, he discusses this chazal. Why is it kriyas yamsuf? Zak Rabbunim Pashischa. Tate, that you see by Kriyas Yamsuf that there was an inyan of tefillah. Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. First they had to scream out to the Eibishter. And then the Eibishter said, go, because shidduchim need tefillah. The yisoid of a shidduch needs to come dafka through tefillah. And he brings a gemara. The Gemara says, "Azois yispalel kol chosid le'eis mitzay." What's le'eis mitzay? Le'eis mitzay zu isha. It needs tefillah. Rav Leib Le'eger in Teiras Emes says a different pshat. It's not the tefillah; it's the vayaminu b'Hashem. Of the meish avda, it's the emunah chelik. You need to have emunah. You're jumping into a water. You know how much emunah it takes? Nachshem and Aminadav. I remember once a Mashgiach, a Tamal Gezak. You see, by Shaduchim, daf men harein springen in Shidach. Don't think and just jump in. You see clearly, Nachshem and Aminadav, Kikriyas Yamsuf. I went over to my sefer here, but you're missing one hakdama. Vayaminu b'Hashem, vayamein ha'am. Has ma'at emuna. It's not a reinspringen in shidach. It's not the answer. It needs emuna. And I say, zaka blei blei. What do I want with all this? Eliezer was mispalel. Did he know it's Rivka? I'm guaranteed, batuach, that they knew Rivka was the shidduch. Chazal tell it us, and Chazal is emes, Rabbi Yisai. If Chazal zogin, if Chazal tell us, nizbasu shenildo Rivka, they knew it was Rivka. You can't run away from the Chazal. Chazal say clearly that they knew who it was. Ulai loy soy the hoy shol aleches acharoi. They obviously knew who they're going, right? The resume came in, not from the shatran, but from the Eibishter Alein. The Eibishter Alein, because this is about the Eibishter told them. That's the shidduch. So what's the whole thing? Vayesh b'hish b'hash b'Eliezer and who yishlach malachi l'fon necho and vaseim adoini chesed v'yemes and Eliezer's mispalel.
What is all of it? I don't get the shidduch beveis, rabbi beveis, what the shidduch is.
When the teretz chabesa is, I feel as meveis. And I feel as meitas beveis. It needs to go through with emunah and bitachon in the hands of the Eibishter. Got to leave it in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shloim. It's clear. Avraham Avinu wants, as his Olgein, Hu Yishlach Malachi Lufanecha, Hashem Elikei Hashemayim Elikei Haaretz. It has to be with an understanding, Rebbeinu Shloim, do fear. To the point that Lavan and Besuah Alein Zogin, Hashem Yotza Adavah. We did nothing. We did nothing. Mit konish kitan. Me Hashem yotza adova. And even Avodah Zarah was makir. It's all in the hands. It's all from the Rebbeinu Shloim alein. We talked about Ibe from Britzke Rav. Was is the achiv ishtadlis in Hashidach? How much is it? What are you doing ishtadlis in Hashidach? Says the Brisker Rav, the ishtadlus in the shidduch is nothing. Normally, ubeirachticha the chalashetase. By a shidduch, it's not the ishtadlus at all. I am daf machin ishtadlus for a shidduch. It's to calm the nelvin. It's just to make a person shouldn't be. Should sit home a little bit. He should feel like he's doing something. To calm the nerves. I was a flick the Brisker Rav sagen. What does he mean? What did the Brisker Rav make me? Yidden, life, situations are going to teach you. Me Hashem yatsa hadava. Sinad Rabbi Nishlem. Me meint me tuta, me trachta, me tuta, me tuta zeh, me tuta her, me tuta... It's not going to get anything. Hey, Bishter. There's a meiridige svasemis.
Why did I come to the Shtadlos?
Why did he need to do?
Tablos to send Eliezer. He didn't have Nerven. Why did Avraham Avinu have to do a shtadlus?
Kung Faker, he didn't do a shtadlus. He said he sent to bring her.
That's a shtadlus, no?
That, well, she was supposed to fly with wings. How was he supposed to get there?
No,
someone had to bring her.
But he said Adaini and all that.
Imre Emes says, yeah, Misfas Emes. Loinuchal Lasis Dova. What's leinuchal? We can't. So the svasemis. It's not that we didn't try. Believe me, we tried. We just couldn't. We didn't succeed. And the shidach is the shidach. Can springen auf den Dach. Can schreien chai v'kayo. It's gonna happen. Me Hashem yotza hadova. That's what it is. I want to tell you something interesting. There's a Megadik in Medrash. The Medrash says, Mehechen Yotza. From where did it come from? Hashem Yotza Hadavar. Mehechen Yotza. Where did it come from? Zog the Medrash, Mehar HaMeiriyah. It came from the Akedah. What does the Akedah have to do? The Abesai, what does the Mehechen Yotze, the Shidduch came from the Akedah. What is the Shidduch coming from the Akedah? What does it mean? Avraham Avinu goes to the Akedah. What was he thinking? Yitzchak's children. Rabbi Shem promised them children. And the Teretz is, Rabbi Yishlam Zog Trachtenisht, yeah? Right after the Akedah, you know what kind of a chasin he had? What was the chasin that he had? What was the bacha that he had? It was an Eilat Tmima. He wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. He was a Kaddish, the Rebbe Rav calls it, he was a Kaddish Mechayim. Could you tell me who would want to marry him? Who would want to marry that? The Malbim says clearly, Rivka never spoke to Yitzchak. Period. Throughout the years of their marriage. Pachat Yitzchak. And the Raya, he says, is she wanted the bracha should go to Yankiv. Talk it over with Yitzchak. Sit down by the table and have a discussion. Yitzchak Tayre man, this is not the person who you should give the brachas to. You should give the brachas to Yankiv. Says the Malbim, she never spoke to Yitzchak. She was afraid of Pachad Yitzchak. Yehalta Meisa. Let me just add Meretik, Aflu fella. Mishal Espi, you know what? Yidalach Leon mit mir. Kum Lama Leon the Pasha to Zamina. It's a beautiful Pasha. Could you imagine going to Hameda Le Rivka? Rivka Le Chabashidach Fadir. There is us. The man came to Shredden mit dir. He's never going to talk to you. He's an Oyla Tmima. Yeah. As it's he's sitting in his. In his Dalet Amis, in his room, with the Rebbeinu Shleilam. No, you're interested? The soul thought, there's not a chance. Are you kidding me? Why would you want to go? You got me crazy to go. Let me tell you one more shtick I'll let they say. I told you over that there's a din of a cub in Toida by a chassid and a kala. Chosin brings a carbon tater. Why does he bring a carbon tater? Sagte ihm, Emes, Meredik. Bal kashel zivugins kekriyas yamsuf. No, one of the people that bring a carbon tater is what? No, Yardei Hayom. Yardei Hayom doni yais. Meile brengt min a carbon tater. Schmack, huh? But what's made this? What does it mean? What does it mean? Okay. I see the time at Pesach. You're going to get a Maisa Shah, Pili Ploy. And then it'll all come back to you and you'll understand Vasich Vilda. Reb Yosef Fund from Westgate told me that he heard from Rav Tosik, whose father, Rav Tosik, was a Magid Shirin B'nei Brak, who was involved with the Shidduch of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Now listen to Anaitha. Let's see Shidduch. I'm on the upland with Shidduch. Reb Chaim was 24 years old and still couldn't find the Shidduch. Reb Chaim was 24 years old and still could not find the Shidduch. Huh? Who would want to marry Yitzchak Avinu? Huh? Reb Chaim, the Chitzainius, he sat all day and learned. He was a little bit heavyish. Had a long, thick red beard, and he didn't talk. The Chazon Ish sent Rav Tosik to Yerushalayim to speak with a family that the father was an Avardika. And he figured that the daughter from an Avardika Shtub shall appreciate Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim went to the house for a faher. Deltatot verhelt Reb Chaim. And he asked him on a tesis. So Reb Chaim said the kasha tesis and he explained it. Then when it came to the teretz, he said the chvesis pshat in the teretz from tesis. I don't know. Now understand Rabbeinu, when he said he doesn't know, what did he mean he doesn't know? He means he doesn't know because he has a kashas and all the rishonim, it doesn't. He still doesn't have a mahalach in the tesis is teretz. So the wife of this Navardika screamed from the kitchen, "Aselcher shaduchem red mit mir? Was er weiß, hat viel und nicht kein Tesmus? I will never let my daughter get married to such a guy. Never came was nicht losen beschob euch nicht. Reb Chaim heard it. Heiliger Reb Chaim, he left. This is Eid Mipi Eid, straight. Is er gegangen zurück in Bnei Brak? Do you know how many days later he got engaged to Rabbi Eliashiv's daughter? Within 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks of this story, he got engaged. During the going of the Shidduch, Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Aleha Shalom, didn't want the Shidduch. Taisik says, oh, didn't want the Shidduch. So she went to Rebbe Eliashiv, her father, and she says, I don't want the Shidduch. Things bother me. She says, go to the Chazenish. Go to the Chazenish. He's the uncle, he's honest, he'll tell you the truth. So she went to the Chazenish. The Chazenish asked her, is it the Chitzenish that bother you? Because if it's that, I understand. I understand. She said, it's not the Chitzenish, it's the Pnimius. He doesn't talk. Don't talk. The Chazenish said, I'm telling you, that they're going to stand in line to talk to him. And they're even going to break down the doors to talk to him. Rebbe Kanievsky used to say over. She told her, Rav Taisik, you know how many times we had to fix the doors? People were breaking down doors to talk to Rav Chaim. The Navadika Rebbetzin, she was pulling her hair out of her head when she lost her hair. Me'ashem yotza adava, me'heichem yotza. Me'hara Maria. Hara Maria, he thought to himself, who's going to marry my Akedah? Who's going to marry my carbon? Who's going to marry this? And right away, Sar is avek. Me'ashem yotza adava. The Rebbeinu Shlom fiat avelt. Hashem yotza adava. Fakelt, when was she noilad? Where was she Nailat? She was Nailat in the Arcade, by the Arcade. His Basa Shenildas. Here at Beisain. His Basa Shenildas. Mehechem Yatza. Person thinks to himself, it's over. It's finished. It's hopeless. Punkt verkehrt. Mehechem Yatza Dava. You know when we're going to bring a carbon taida? It's the only carbon that will remain when Mashiach comes. Chazal. The only carbon we bring when Mashiach comes, Zagni Chazal. Why are we going to bring a carbon taida? And the teretz is, you know what a taida is? And you start looking back and you start to realize all the things that the Rebbeinu Shloim did. We thought it was galus. We thought it was bad. Mit nachkommen und verstehen, wie alles zusammengekommen, how it all came together to bring the final, final geula. As if you state in the parashi, and this is where the end rap is. Hey, maro maise Hashem. They saw maise Hashem, and if loisov, mi chacham v'yavein ezois, right? You have to be Yavin. Mizbaininu Chazdei Hashem. You have to understand. You know what the Taida is about? To be Mizbainin. To understand the Chazdei Hashem. Yichacham Yavin. Mizbaininu Chazdei Hashem. To be Mizbainin. That's Taida. That's Shidduch. That's life. It's going to all come together. And that's the Avoda of the Shidduchim, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shidduchim and the Parnasim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.